It's coming on. Hey! Good evening, everybody. I'm Jerry Sudlight, and it's my privilege to entertain you tonight with an unusual instrument. In 1928, a Russian physicist came over from Russia to the United States and was granted a patent from the patent company for this new instrument that he had invented, an electronic instrument, and he called it, since his name was Leon Theremin, it was called the Theremin Wave. Now, the Theremin Wave was a rather unusual instrument because when you play it, you do not touch it. You actually, the instrument has several rods that come out of it, the original one, and the one rod, as you came close to it with your hand, the radio waves emanating from the rod caused a sound to come, much like a sound of a this type of sound. But it made a very similar sound to that. The other hand had another rod on the side, and that was the volume side. And so as you played this, while you raised your hand, the instrument got louder. And as you lowered it closer, the theremin got softer. And then if you touched it, it stopped. Now, the theremin has a great deal to do with my life, believe it or not. But it wasn't until a few years later, in 1932, that I started having something happen about it. There was a fellow at Augustana College who was a music major. His name was Joe Setlight. And he worked at KELO Radio for a little extra money. And one day, the owner of the KELO Radio station went to New York to a trade show. And when he came back, he was the proud owner of a theremin wave. Now, they had convinced him that, the theremin is the easiest instrument to play. Anyone can make music with it. All you do is wave your hand at it, and music will come forth. Well, he tried, and nothing came out except this sound that was like, it reminded him of a fire engine going through the streets. Well, I'm getting away from the story here. Joe Setlight was very interested in it. And so the owner said, Joe, take it back to the college with you. And if you could come up with any kind of music in the next couple of weeks, why, bring it back, and we'll see if we can get together. Maybe I can get rid of it with you. So Joe went back to college and talked to the very finest accompanist in the college at that time, a beautiful lady called Helga Hansen. And he got together with Helga, and they worked on putting together a program of about 7 numbers of beautiful tunes, and Joe was doing the theremin, and Helga played the piano accompaniment. And they came back, and they gave this concert to the owner of the radio station, and he was so impressed that he sold it to Joe for a very little amount of money that he probably originally paid for it. Well, I'm going to skip the story right ahead because I have to make this as short as possible, and I'll say that after they were graduated from college and did some teaching, they were married. Joe and Helga were married. But since they were quite poor, and since my, I shouldn't say my dad, that's something a little later. Okay, since Joe's father was a pastor at a Lutheran church, Joe contacted a number of Lutheran churches across the United States, and they took their honeymoon by traveling from church to church, giving concerts with the theremin and also with the marimba, which Joe also played. Okay, in 1941, they had their first child, whose name was Jerry. And so I grew up many, many, many times a year. And from the youngest age I can remember anything, I remember Dad giving concerts with the theremin and with marimba, and he would always have to explain how the theremin worked, and it was a most interesting thing. Well, anyway, he did this all of his life. As a matter of fact, before he passed away, he gave a concert with his theremin to his high school 65th reunion, and he still was playing. At this point, my mother had passed away, so he didn't have that accompanist, but he still played the concert with his theremin. After Dad passed away, about 10 years after he passed, I was looking on eBay to find a speaker for one of my guitars that I had. And what did I see but a theremin wave on eBay? this theremin was a little different than the one my dad had. His was a large box. It had tubed radio tubes in it, and I remember all my life that Dad, every time he went to another big city, he'd go to a radio store and ask if they had any old radio tubes, because he was always having to replace the radio tubes. It was always a problem. But this particular one was a digital one, very much smaller. And I bid on it, and I got it. And when I got it back, I found that it was possible for me to make tunes on it, much like I'd seen my dad do for many, many years. And so I'm going to show you what the new digital line looks like. It's this instrument over here. And I've got to make sure that it is calibrated first before I begin. Would you hold this for a second? She's the accompanist at church, and she's agreed to play the accompaniment for me for the medley of tunes that you're going to hear featuring the theremin wave.